Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Many people, particularly over the Easter weekend, are very disturbed that they couldn't go to their place of worship. And I know that's being challenged in the High Court by Declan Ganley at the moment. And let's see how that works out. But in the meantime, I want to move on. Speaking of Mass, a Kerry priest has questioned whether Catholics should continue to pay the television licence after a disturbing scene and disrespectful scene on the storyline of Fair City. Now, if you haven't seen it, by the way, the offending scene is Ger Lynch, who played by Tina Gallagher, I think it's Kelliger is her name, asked Father Liam Plunkett, played by Phelim Drew, to hear her confession. And this is, I believe, in front of the altar, but went on to remind him of the night they shared in their teens many years previously, and then he made some shock revelation that he was the father of her child. And for a lot of Catholics, they've seen this as being disrespectful, I suppose, to the sacrament of confession. And joining me on the air is Father Kevin McNamara, who wasn't pleased about it at all and has called for, well, what he essentially said, a possible boycott of the television licence. Good afternoon, Father Kevin.
Good afternoon. Well, I can clarify one thing that no boycott of the licence. I wouldn't encourage or entice people to do that completely. I just challenge that if a Catholic storyline is to be portrayed in episodes and on the television or radio, that research should be done. And I think in recent times, with RT in particular, there has been a deliberate lack of knowledge and respect for Catholic faith and the sacred doctrine. So yeah, I've no problem, you know, again, pay the license. Secondly, I've no problem with the storyline. I've no problem whatsoever. It is a very sad story of a one-night stand before he was ordained a priest that he had with Ger, and the next thing, anyway, it resulted in a daughter, and it's their daughter now. But what I have the strong objecting to is that all this was tied in at the very beginning into confession and the seal of confession, which I think is sacrosanct, and to bring it in the manner in which it was brought in, to have it in a church in front of the altar, which, you know, rarely happens, but to have alcohol and cigarettes as part of it as well, was just
I'm not defending it, but does it not show, I suppose, more of a human side? Because look, we know in the past, if we look back at Father Michael Cleary and many other priests who were, I suppose, unconventional at the time, there is situations where these things can happen ad hoc. Yes, he shouldn't be smoking and drinking in front of the altar, certainly, and giving confession in such a manner, but to suggest that that kind of stuff would never happen, I suppose, would be unrealistic, because things that are, you know, not conventional do happen now and again.
Well, listen, you know, I'm 40 years a priest. I've never seen a situation where somebody had come in to me and we'd take out a bottle of whiskey and we'd start drinking and chatting. I mean,
what are the rules, by the way, Father, around confession? Can you give a confession? You can give a confession to me here in the studio if you wanted to. There is no rules around where confession can take place, is
there? No, there isn't, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just the attitude of the penitent that's coming. And you see, it's very important to realize that I have no problem with the storyline if it wasn't started by the idea of it being confession.
Mm-hmm. And do you have an issue with the storyline in relation to the fact that
child? I wouldn't judge anybody. You know, I mean, the thing is, and I'm not into that. And I know that in the church, you know, Bishop, you know, people today now have been saying Bishop Eamon Casey and God rest him, Michael Cleary, and, you know, all these double lives, and we're priests or this, that, and the other. But there are some priests like myself who try to do our best. Well, I'm not a saint by any manner or means, but to see the confession depicted in such a disrespectful way, I really felt very, very offensive. And, you know, RTE is only a stone's throw from Transkee. Now, would they go down to Transkee and do a skit on the mosque there?
I doubt that very much. But in relation to RTE, I suppose this is the second time, I suppose, in the last 4 or 5 weeks that they have been questioned over, you know, their ridicule of the Catholic religion. Of course, the first time was the Waterford Whispers mock on Jesus in the news.
Yes.
Which a lot of people were deeply offended by. Now, RTE did apologise. They removed it from the RTE player eventually. And in relation to this, I know they did contact you. Did they apologise when they contacted you?
Yeah, they did. They did. And I mean, the good news is, I forgive them. But I hope they're going to learn the lesson that Catholic Church is not... We're not fair game anymore. We always, you know, have been picked on.
Well, it seems you are fair game, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because the Catholic Church, I suppose, I mean, look, it has its followers and the people who respect it, but then it also has a percentage of the population who have little or no respect for religion.
Absolutely, and I respect them. But what I would ask the ones that have no respect for religion, that they would respect the religion that I have. And again, it would be professed and in a storyline accurately.
Mm-hmm. And when you say accurately, right, so you believe that scene could have happened in the local pub, for example,
exactly,
or somewhere else, but just not in front of an altar in a church?
To me, she should have said at the beginning, I have something very, very confidential to tell you. You have to keep this to yourself, etc. Don't drag confession into it.
But do RTE, by the way, they used to have a religious department, didn't they, at one stage?
They still have.
Well, did they not consult?
Obviously not. And that's my point as well. That's my strong point. That there was no preparation or consultation done with this. And last Sunday, for those of us that are Catholic, it was Divine Mercy Sunday, and it is a very special Sunday worldwide, and more so, as you were saying in your previous piece there, and I think, you know, again, with churches being closed, people having no access now to the sacrament of confession. And last Sunday, I was in a car park, social distancing, with masks on, and people coming with masks, and we had confessions, but people need confession, the ones that believe in it. The ones that don't believe in it, I respect their stance, but I would ask them to respect my stance as well.
Mm-hmm. I do remember confession as a child, and I remember I had my confession father rehearsed, because
it was
always the same line, bless me father for I have sinned, I threw bricks at cars and it was disrespectful to me mother. And I used to get different penance every time. But in relation to the churches at the moment, and sorry to move away slightly or distract you slightly from the original topic, but obviously there's been a lot of talk about places of worship. Declan Glanley has a case going to the High Court at the moment in relation to the breach of the Constitution. He believes a breach of the Constitution, not allowing people a right to worship. Where do you stand on this at the moment? Do you support the guidelines that don't allow people to go to churches, or do you believe it's time for change?
I support the guidelines, but I think what I don't support is that the way that they convey the messages of when they're opening and reopening and all the things that they're doing. I think they have been very slipshod, and again, your frustration previous to I coming on is evident, and you're asking the very same question that I ask as well. But I adhere to the guidelines, and I would encourage people to adhere to it. But I have said for funerals, ridiculous with 20 people, because the bulk of people coming to funerals are in a bubble anyway, because they have been watching somebody through the pane glass of a window in a nursing home or a hospital. They can't even go in to hug them or hold them. And then we say to them, the government say, 10 in for a funeral. Unrealistic. Equally, the churches that are big, and there are many big churches, at least 20 or 30 could be allowed in.
Would you agree? I mean, do you support Father Hughes, by the way? Father Hughes, as you know, has been in the news quite a lot recently, that he has been fined. He has held Mass, as you know, and he is going to continue to do so. They have told him already they will arrest him if he continues to do it. But he certainly has gone rogue, and he believes that he is entitled to speak to his parishioners. Do you support him?
No.
You don't support
him? No, I don't know. Because I'll tell you, if we all adopted that issue, again, to be a free-for-all, if all of us did that right across the country, we all are great at talking about our rights. We equally have a duty for obligation.
But he believes that this is these rules and regulations, particularly in his case around, I suppose, the right to worship, are disproportionate. And wasn't it Martin Luther King who told us all that a good person and a person who believes in justice will break laws that they don't believe are justified?
I know, but you see, the difficulty in all of that is it's the whole thing on assembly. It's the whole thing on assembly. So you have a right to worship, but I mean, again, if there's new ways of worship at this particular time. So, I think it's a very confusing signal to give. And I certainly, whoever is taking it to a high court or a low court, I see people that are quarantining in hotels and doing all of this thing, and they're all taking it to a court and court and court. But I think there has to be a wider goodwill attitude. I mean, the places, France are closed again. They were up and running, Italy are closed again. So, there are so many places that like thought they were out of it, and they're back in it again. So again, do we hang on? Because is England back to happy and everything going well?
Well, I hope it will be. Sure,
we all hope.
They all seem to be enjoying themselves at the moment.
Absolutely, but listen, What happens in 4 weeks' time if it's worse than before,
historically, the Catholic Church, out of all the people in this country, the Catholic Church, they were the ones. Many, if we go back to history in Ireland, of course, the Catholic Church around Cromwell's time, of course, were told that they couldn't preach to people, they couldn't assemble. They've been through this before, and never did we believe in history it would happen again. I mean, is that not relevant?
Well, it is, but you see, the other thing that is relevant, and, you know, again, in times of war and times of division in that way, but if it's a matter of life and death, and there's where people are confused. Some people think that the whole C-19 thing, the virus thing, is a sham. It's a way of controlling people. Other people genuinely feel that they have to save their health and look after themselves. Some people will take the vaccine, others won't. So comparing it to Cromwellian times and when, you know, where there was a mass rock and things, that was different. You weren't, you know, you were able to assemble. Now they're saying, look, if you assemble, this virus will take flight and it'll spread like wildfire.
All right, okay, well, I mean, some people are texting and somebody says, I'm surprised he doesn't support Father Hughes, considering he's a priest and a man of God. Surely he shouldn't be judging others. Well, I don't think he is judging.
I'm not judging. And look, he's a far better priest than I am, but you asked me a fair question.
Yeah, no, I did.
I give you a fair answer.
No, you did.
You know, I look, and I'm not condemning the man. I don't know him from Adam. He has great convictions, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it to the Gardaí down here, who have been very good in Listowel, you know, in the whole area here. I couldn't play a confrontational game with them. And I, you know, whatever stance people take, they have to take responsibility for it. But you asked me a fair question and I gave you a fair answer.
You certainly did. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air today.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye. Father Kevin McNamara from Kerry, and basically not happy with what RT did, and so believes that RT should be more considerate of Catholics when they have storylines that involve particularly the confession of this occasion.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.